Broadcasts of operatic productions from across the country, recorded in performance. I'm your host and commentator, Fred Callan. This edition of World of Opera marks a very special occasion, the premiere and the premiere broadcast of a major work by a major composer written as the farewell role for a major operatic star. More specifically, we're going to hear the San Diego Opera world premiere of La Loca, The Mad One, by Giancarlo Menotti, who wrote both the libretto and the music. And we're going to hear in the title role the singer for whom the role of the Mad Queen was specifically tailored, Beverly Sills. This production being the singer's final operatic role before taking on the role of manager of the New York City Opera. The work was given a dazzling production by Tito Capobianco, general director of the San Diego Opera and close friend of Miss Sills. The opera was a huge success, and we'll be talking with Beverly Sills during the two intermissions of our broadcast, both about the background of the opera's commission and about her future plans. The sets for this large and brilliant and grim story were designed by Mario Vanarelli. The cast, in addition to Miss Sills as Juana La Loca, will include Suzanne Marcy as Doña Manuela, Marcia Cope and Martha Ann Howe as ladies-in-waiting, Jane Westbrook as a nurse, Joseph Evans as Miguel de Ferreira, friend and unsuccessful suitor of Juana. John Bröckeler will be heard in the three main roles of Felipe, Philip the Handsome, Juana's husband, as Fernando, King of Spain, her father, and as Emperor Carlos V, her son. As the chaplain, we will hear Vincent Russo. As Jimenez de Cisniero, Bishop of Toledo, we will hear Robert Hale. As the Marqués de Denia, we'll hear Carlos Chausson. The part of Catalina, Juana's daughter, will be taken by Nancy Colson. The conductor of the San Diego Opera Chorus and Orchestra is Calvin Simmons. There are seven scenes in the opera, covering the period between Juana's marriage at 17 until her death in 1555. The first act is divided into three scenes, acts two and three into two each. Act 1, Scene 1, shows us a castle in Flanders. The young, impetuous Juana, daughter of Fernando and Isabel of Spain, waits for the arrival of her betrothed, Felipe, or Philip the Handsome, whom she is to meet for the first time. Her ladies-in-waiting spy into the courtyard of the castle and describe to her the sumptuous arrival of the bridegroom. They praise his good looks, and at the same time they tease Miguel de Ferreira, a knight in Juana's retinue who is hopelessly in love with her. Miguel warns Juana that such an arrival of love is something to fear rather than to welcome. But Juana can hardly contain herself and repeatedly breaks away from her attendants. Her attire completed, Juana orders the doors thrown open, and Felipe enters. The two stare at each other in silence, already bound by love at first sight. The court is dismissed, leaving Juana and Felipe alone. After a few awkward moments, they begin to declare their love for one another. Juana puts up a weak resistance to Felipe's advances. The courtship becomes increasingly sensual until, unable to restrain herself any longer, Juana summons the chaplain and asks him for an immediate wedding to avoid impending mortal sin. The bewildered chaplain makes the impatient couple kneel in front of him and begins the ceremony. Conductor Calvin Simmons is in the pit, and we have Act 1, Scene 1 of Giancarlo Menotti's La Loca.
Felipe! I was given precise. Spiritus Sancti. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Domine, exaudi orazione mea. Dominus obiscum. Nego coniugo vos in matrimonium in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.